Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Joining us now on the line is former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray. He has won the Democratic primary for Ward 7 seat, returning to politics. Of course, there has to be an election in November before that becomes official, but it's pretty good. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, the Republican challenger down there in Ward 7 is really going to do something.
Vincent Gray, thank you for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you all.
I want to know what you think the message the voters was sending to the administration of Muriel Bowser was with this election. I mean, after all, you return, Vincent Orange, Yvette Alexander, LaRubie May, they were all defeated. Another candidate that you supported, he actually was the winner in Ward 8. And so what is the message out of all this?
Well, I think it's a repudiation of the policies that have been on the table. You go back to this whole business with Fresh Pack, in which the current mayor was seeking to raise money for a PAC that was going to support candidates of her choice. You look at the situation with the snow and the tremendous amount of money, $55 million that was spent on removing the snow this past winter, and then the situation with building these shelters, for families. I think this was the first opportunity in a formal way for voters to be able to express their views, and I think it was a repudiation of those policies that three of her four sure votes, for want of a better way of putting it, were defeated. And the fourth one, who was her handpicked, candidate in Ward 4, where she used to be the council member, barely squeaked through. So I think there's a real powerful message being sent about the kind of candidates and legislators that people want in these jobs.
Mayor Gray, we enjoy having you on because, there's a lot of policy things that we don't agree with, but there are some things that we can agree on, and I'm going to venture to guess on one of them right here, and that is the political coverage coming out of the Washington Post. They are ruthless to you. I got to tell you, this is the write-up from yesterday. Vincent Gray seemingly bent on revenge and redemption. And then 2 years after losing re-election under a cloud of scandal. I mean, you've never been charged with anything, but the Washington Post continues to just hammer and hammer and hammer you with all of these articles full of innuendo. What's your response?
Well, I think it's absolutely reprehensible. And, obviously it's left me in a situation where I have no desire to be interviewed by the Post. I looked at the so-called endorsement they did for Ward 7, mm-hmm. and they endorsed the incumbent, my opponent. And one need only read the endorsement to recognize it really wasn't an endorsement. It was just an opportunity once again to attack me. What they said, the one thing they said about my opponent, Councilmember Alexander, was that they agreed with me. They were disappointed in her performance.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, listen, here's what you do, Mayor Gray. You come on here, you give us the interview. They listen, and then you'll still get in there. They'll write it up. It will be fair to you. One other question. Eric Holder's Justice Department, through their U.S. attorney here in the district, they dragged this investigation out on you so long, and then right in the middle of the primary season, they announced a lot of innuendo about some charges against you that never materialized. Did the Justice Department treat you fairly?
Certainly not in that instance, because there's no question in my mind that it influenced the outcome of the election. If you look at the polls that had been taken leading right up to that, and this was 1 week before early voting started, we were up anywhere from 6 to 20 points in whatever polls had been done up to that stage. And it was pretty clear that we were likely to win. What happened was people heard these allegations or likely allegations, let's put it that way, and I think they simply decided not to vote. They didn't even come out. It was one of the lowest turnouts that we've had for a mayoral election in recent history. And the people who didn't turn out were the people in areas where I was especially strong.
Yep.
So, while I can't prove it, there were many questions raised about it, and the term prosecutorial misconduct has been used more than once about what happened there.
Yeah.
Things were said, and then nothing was done in the aftermath of this until finally, you know, well over a year later, this investigation was closed out with nothing having been done.
One of the things that I read was somebody who was asked, you know, why did you vote for change in this last election? And then it was just a person on the street. They said, I don't like the amount of violence we're seeing in our town right now. And that, of course, a lot of people say, well, that's the responsibility of the current police chief and the current mayor. Are you dissatisfied with what you're seeing in law enforcement right now and the policies of the police department and the policies of the mayor and their fight against crime?
Well, certainly, if you look, if you compare the number of homicides now to when I was the mayor, they have gone up tremendously. My last year as mayor, we had, I think, 102, 104 homicides. Last year, in 2015, we had 162 homicides, which is a 54% increase over the previous year. So there's certainly more that has to be done. You know, we've got some ideas like giving officers more of an opportunity. They live in the district, take police cruisers home, increase the number of police officers that we have, encourage, you know, incentivize officers who may be nearing the retirement age, because an officer can retire in the District of Columbia as they reach the age of 42, 43 years of age, which normally would be the peak of people's career.
But let me get down to the basics. Do you support the current police chief?
Oh, yes. I like Kathleen. She worked for me the entire time that I was the mayor. I think she did a terrific job. I continue to believe that she's an outstanding law enforcement leader.
Okay.
And hopefully she will be given the tools that are needed to be able to stem this wave we've seen.
One other item related to that wave and very specific to Ward 7 are these ATVs, all-terrain vehicles, that have been sort of wreaking havoc, or the people who are driving them are wreaking havoc. What do you intend to do to clean that mess up?
Well, obviously we've got to be able to work with, and certainly in the case of Ward 7, we've got Prince George's County, which is adjacent to where we are. So I want to work with Prince George's County and the leadership there to make sure that we have the same policies, to be able to implement the same policy to get these people and these vehicles off the street.
Do you think these are Marylanders from Prince George's who are just coming in and wreaking havoc in Ward 7?
I think you have both.
Yeah.
I think you have people in Ward 7 who are doing it, and you got people from the county who are coming in and doing it too. This is a great regional issue, and we need to work regionally on solving this.
All right. Well, listen, Vincent Gray, anytime you want to bash on the Obama Justice Department or the Washington Post, you have an open microphone here, sir.
Come on, just give us a call.
But welcome back, and it'll be good to follow your career over the next couple of years. Things are going to get interesting.
Yeah. Vincent Gray, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.